shot! Oh, baby, what a play!
This is Jeff Fedotin with Believe in Chiefs on the Believe Network, Kansas City's number one sports podcast network, the only place with a show for every team in KC and more. We believe in our teams. Do you believe? On this week's show, former Kansas City Chiefs offensive lineman Joe Valerio and I discuss the Chiefs' schedule. But Joe, before we get into the weeds of the schedule, let me just warn listeners, there'll be some old man grumpiness from me talking about the schedule. I was all prepared to write a schedule release story for Forbes on Thursday night when the NFL was releasing its schedule. But in the preceding days, they already had revealed the Germany game against where we're going to be playing against the Dolphins, the Christmas game against the Raiders, the New Year's Eve game against the Bengals, the opener against the Lions. Joe, the schedule release had more leaks than a submarine with screen doors. So what's the point of all these schedule releases, these official ones, if we know the important ones beforehand?
Yeah, there was going to be no calling Jeff Fedotin Scoop. When you wrote that article for Forbes, Scoop was a nickname you were not going to have.
Nope,
you, Vade, nope. Eric, all of our, you know, awesome guests that we have on that are journalists. Nobody was getting the name Scoop after that schedule reveal. I mean, but you know what? In typical NFL fashion, right? They just keep finding a way to create excitement around a quiet time. Right. I mean, now there's a big schedule release. I mean, I remember when I was playing, it was like, oh, yeah, here's your schedule. Like, there was no parties. There wasn't social media. There wasn't even basically the internet at that point, other than how Marcus Allen got me hooked on the internet. But you know, it's amazing. The NFL just keeps finding ways to create and generate excitement and drama. And you got to give them credit. I mean, it was a big thing, right? I mean, the Chiefs did the video that, you know, that with the whole tweet theme, the Twitter theme, and or the social media theme, I should say, wasn't just about Twitter, but you know, they just keep finding ways to make it exciting for fans. Which actually, I say it tongue in cheek about, you know, the whole thing about, you know, the NFL creating the excitement. Listen, they know how to do it. So
Joe, that brings up a good question though. When you were playing, how did you find out about the opponents? Was there just like, How did you find out, and was it a big deal? Would you be like, oh man, like schedule, you know, to circle this? You think, oh man, we're playing the Broncos this week or the Raiders? I mean, did you kind of circle opponents ahead of time?
Not, I mean, only after the schedule came out, and it was generally like printed. To be honest, I mean, not to publicize one, you know, one media outlet over the other, but you know, at least back when I was playing in the 90s, I'm speaking the truth. Like it was the Kansas City Star. Like the Star came out on whatever day it was, Tuesday, Wednesday, when the release, oh, here's a schedule. Like, you know, there was no ESPN 1, 2, 3, 5 plus, you know.
Ocho.
Yeah. So it was just like, oh, in the newspaper, here's a schedule. And, you know, it was usually happened sometime in the off season. So we weren't really fully, you know, engaged in the city, or at least a lot of players, you know, some may have been off or home or whatever, you know, taking a break from the off-season workout. So yeah, it was just another article in the newspaper, and there was no fanfare.
You might have, when you saw that article in the newspaper, made of even like the bye week. I didn't know if that was something you took note of. We're playing the, oh man, we're playing the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. You know, if there were things.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I misconstrued the question.
It was a two-part question. Like, where are you found it, and then also like if you did circle any opponents. So
yeah, I kind of like I lost that part in the sauce, right? But yeah, it was like, yeah, you absolutely were like, all right, when's a bye week? What is it? You know, can I go home? Am I going to be worried about weather issues? You know, flying back to Philadelphia, because you know, if your bye week's a little later in the season, maybe you know you get caught in some bad weather or something. Yeah, so you were definitely looking for the bye week. Well, number one, I was always a big fan of the bye week as middle of the season as possible. Mm-hmm. I didn't want too early of a bye, and I didn't want too late of a bye, right? You wanted it right in the middle for that week break. Well, the couple of days break that Coach Schottenheimer would give us.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, it wasn't like going to day camp. You know, having the bye week was a couple of days off, maybe the weekend. But it was nice to know when it was, and it was nice to know the NFC opponents that we were playing, right? Because Well, we kind of knew ahead of time. You always knew ahead of time what rotation you were in as far as
what division.
NFC East, West, or Central at the time. Right? There was only three divisions in each conference. So, you know, you knew that every 4 years you were playing, you know, you were rotating through the conference, so you at least knew who it was. A lot of times, because there was no social media, we weren't really doing the math on figuring out who finished fifth place and, or I'm sorry, back then there was five teams. So, you know, who had finished in fifth and they weren't going to be in your rotation because they were playing a different fifth place schedule. Like nobody was doing that math in the locker room. I mean, obviously I'm sure there were prognosticators out there doing it, but like, you know, knowing that like, oh, we're playing the NFCs. Are we playing the Giants or who finished fifth? And, you know, will it be the Cowboys, the Eagles? Like nobody was doing that. So it was a surprise to see what teams you were playing, you know, where you were playing them, who was home, who was away. It was definitely something you really look forward to. It just didn't have the fanfare that it does today for sure. Or the media coverage.
And we mentioned the bye week. That's always, I'm sure players nowadays are still looking at that. Pretty favorable bye for the Chiefs. November 12th, they have the bye middle to late in the season, just like you want. Joe, what are your takeaways or your biggest takeaway from the Chiefs schedule here?
Well, I think, well, number one, the rematch, the Super Bowl rematch.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, that's going to be something. And because we kind of knew, right? We knew that that the Chiefs were, you know, going to be, you know, that was something that the NFL was.
We knew that. We just didn't know when.
Yeah. Sure. That they were going to be looking at. You know, I think the Germany game was a surprise, right? I think that was big. The number of Monday and Sunday night games, Thursday night game. I think that's a nice thing for the Chiefs to be able to promote themselves on national television. We've got one, two, three, six, four, five.
Yeah.
So that's going to be nice. You know, again, we're playing teams like it just seems like the NFL is more, you know, they really like having, you know, teams kind of, you know, that people are going to want to go to the games or they're going to want to watch, right? Mm-hmm. Like we've got the Bills again, right? We've got the Bengals again, right? Which there are other AFC teams out there, you know. You know, we got the upstart Jaguars. I think that's you know, that's an interesting game relatively early in the season, right? I think the Jags really came on towards the end of the season last year and, you know, making the playoffs and, you know, Doug Peterson and getting his whole schema in place. So, you know, I think
game will be really interesting for a couple reasons. One is week two. It's like you said, it's a playoff rematch, the Doug Peterson Andy Reid thing. It's week two. It's at Jacksonville, so it could be tough. The Jaguars are a young, upcoming team. It's, you know, September 17th. It's still probably going to be pretty hot and humid in Jacksonville. Also, it's interesting, Joe, because that's a 1 p.m. Eastern, noontime, obviously, in Kansas City game. But that's one of the only, right now, that's the only one of two noon kickoffs for the Chiefs, that game, yeah. Which is a really crazy quirk. I guess that's what happens when you're a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah. I mean, there, you know, we could obviously be fun to go through the schedule. I mean, obviously the Christmas Day against the Raiders, I know that's been pumped up a little bit. You know, yeah, just kind of going through the schedule. I mean, let's take it in chunks, right? You and I, who stole our saying? Was it Romo? Was it Tony Romo stole the September is the new offseason?
Yeah, I think he did. I think he absolutely did.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to give Tony a call and you know, create you know, try to demand some damages there, you know, for
should have
trademarked that.
Totally, like three-peat, like how Pat Riley did three-peat. We definitely should have done that.
Yeah. But we'll take it in chunks and we'll look at it in the first, you know, the first month of the season, right? I know that Jets game kind of sneaks right there in October, but, you know, it's kind of really a little bit of September there. You know, look, we know that early on in the season, anything can happen, right? Who plays in the preseason, who's getting the rust off, who's in shape, you know, who's, you know, able to implement, you know, any kind of new plays as fast as they can with, you know, the limited number of OTAs, the limited number of practices at camp, you know, how fast you can get moving. So, you know, the Jaguars game's probably for me personally the scariest of those games, if I had to rank them, because I think, you know, it's a playoff rematch. You know, I thought the Jags looked really good, you know, last year towards the end there. They really came on. You know, the Lions are still the Lions, but hey, they're a scrappy, tough team. That's not a game you want to really open with, right? Because the Lions will have nothing to lose, and the Chiefs are going to have a target on their back for, you know, being Super Bowl champs. So, you know, the Bears have struggled. I think by the third game, the Chiefs should be hopefully getting their mojo going and getting their momentum. And then you've got the Jets, right? Which, you know, there's still some things to be said about the Jets. It's the first primetime game for the Chiefs. I think that's going to be a good game. I mean, I think that's going to be a decent game. So, you know, we could be looking, you know, I know a lot of people are predicting, you know, a 14-3. I mean, could the Chiefs easily go 4-0 based on who they are? Absolutely. Could they be 3-1? Maybe. Could they be 2-2? That's what September's about now, right? It's about figuring it out.
And more on the, we're going to go in depth on the more of the schedule, but first, Bet Online is your number one source for all your basketball info, stats, news, and scores. Get the latest odds and lines and the latest matchup reports for this year's NBA playoffs. Bet Online is your sports intel headquarters this season, as we have you covered for all your insider sports wagering needs. From basketball, MLB, NHL, hockey, golf, to UFC and boxing, the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, including live betting options and your favorite casino and card games, available to play right from your home. Get into the action today, so head to the website or use your mobile device to join, and be sure to use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. Joe, we were talking about the schedule here, and we were starting with the kind of the first month of the season, or at least the first four games as it goes into October 1st, you said. Starting with that Lions game, you know, I think that'll be a fun game. The Lions are kind of a young, exciting team. They finished strong last year. Dan Campbell's kind of a character we all saw on Hard Knocks. Joe, I was actually very surprised at the Lions, though. They have so many marquee teams. You mentioned, you know, I thought it could have been the Eagles, a Super Bowl rematch for to kick off the whole season, or the Bengals, or the Bills, or the Broncos with Sean Payton now, or the Chiefs Chargers games are always good. I was very surprised it was the Lions. Were you?
To open the season, yeah, like that one was interesting. I mean, of the first four that were in there, you know, they weren't gonna save a super marquee matchup early on, right? They weren't gonna. Eagles and Chiefs were not opening up. That's not good.
It's almost too good, you think?
Not what the NFL wants. Yeah, you want good viewership on opening day. Look, you're getting viewership on opening day regardless, right? Mm-hmm. Whether the Chiefs were playing a high school team, like, it's opening day, right? Like, everybody's going to be fired up all across the league, every team, every fan, no matter who you root for. But yeah, I thought maybe the Jaguars, like, might have been one, like somebody like that, or, you know, somebody maybe has just a, you know, and you don't want to open up with a division game, right? I think that was smart of the NFL to not, you know, have the Chiefs open one of their, you know, bitter AFC West rivals, you know, which is good. You definitely don't want the Bills or Bengals that early. So yeah, that was an interesting one. It was an interesting one for me. I thought the Jaguars would have been a really interesting one, which I think would have given the Jaguars maybe even a little bit more of a shot, right? Because you don't know what's going to happen, you know, first game of the year, everybody's kind of feeling their way around. And, you know, the Jags could have surprised the Chiefs, you know.
And a lot of distractions. Like, I mean, I think the Chiefs, they were favored. They already have the odds by about 7 over the Lions. I think that's right now, I'd say that's about what the margin would be. But, you know, a lot of distractions, Joe. They're unveiling banners and, you know, all this pageantry and pop, you know, probably a little bit of an edge maybe to the Lions. Again, I don't think they're going to win, but yeah. I think they're – a lot of distractions for the, you know, the Super Bowl, defending Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, definitely. I think that was a good, you know, it was a good, probably a good one for the Chiefs. Not as great for the NFL, but, you know, listen, they're going to have their work cut out for them the next week after that, you know, because the Jags are going to, you know, we got to go on the road. And like you said, it's, you know, got to travel east and you lose some time getting there, you know, with the hour, you know, springing forward on East Coast time. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting, it's early in the day, you know, that's going to be an interesting game. I'm probably be pretty hot, still pretty warm in that part of Florida. For sure. That time of the year. So that'll be definitely be a warmer game. Not that it's not hot in Kansas City in September. You know,
but not Florida heat. I mean, Kansas City, we all know gets hot, but Florida heat is something
else. It's just muggy, you know, and you get thunderstorms. Yeah, it's so, you know, and like I said, the Bears and you know, I think the Jets will be a good game, but I don't see any reason why the Chiefs shouldn't be 3-1 at the very least coming out of the first you know, quarter of the season.
So let's look at that second. And by the way, did Marty ever look at the season in quarters? Is that like, I know a lot of coaches do that. They're like, we want to go 3-1. You know, if we go 3-1 each quarter of the season, we're in great shape. Did Marty do that?
Yeah, I think he did. I think he hinted around it. He never really came out and kind of said it. You know, Marty was literally, I mean, I hate to be cliche, but he was one of those guys that, you know, one of those coaches that the next game is the most important game. And he very rarely, other than Raider Week, he did love him some Raider Week. But other than Raider Week, he never really looked past much. I got to give Coach Schottenheimer a lot of credit for that. And it's a mantra or a philosophy that I've instilled in my whole life, you know, as far as work goes or your daily life, like, just take what's in front of you, you know, enjoy the day and do the best you can and then win the next game and win the next game and don't worry about three games down the road, you know. And, you know, I kind of like that about Coach Schottenheimer. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I think there were, you know, definitely, you know, you would get little hints that he was kind of, you know, thinking of things in that manner. I mean, he did chunk things up in some ways. Like he'd say, you know, we got to win, you know, win all of our division games, you know. He would never lived under the, you know, the auspice that we were going to go undefeated. So, you know, it was kind of like, you know, win your division games, win your conference games, you know, win all your games, you know, and that'll kind of build on itself. Cause I think that had been false expectations to think that anybody in the NFL is ever going to go undefeated again, like the 72 Dolphins.
Well, in that vein, we'll take Marty's mantra and only look at the next game as we
Jets. We can look at it in quarters.
And we'll go through October. Then we got October 8th. That's week 5 where we left off at the Minnesota Vikings. Joe, take me through, starting with that, what do you think of the rest of the schedule, whether you want to take it in quarters or how you want to do it.
Yeah, we'll take it in quarters. You know, we'll make it like a football game, you know, we'll get ourselves to halftime. And you know, I think the Vikes are good. Look, they're a good squad. And you know, they're solid. They're playing a good, you know, tough, well known historic division. You know, they've had their playoff runs, you know, had that year they came to Philadelphia and played in the playoffs here. Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. I mean that's one I think the Chiefs should win, but you know, you never know, right? And then of course the next game after that's the Broncos, Chargers, then the Broncos again, which I want to talk about because I'm not happy about that. I don't like that. I don't like when they bunch one team within two or three games. Like I just think
one's a Thursday game. The first Denver's a Thursday game too, adding a little weirdness to it as well.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about that, to be honest. I don't think that's fair to the It's not fair to the Broncos and the Chiefs to do that, right? It's tough to play teams that closely. I'd have much rather have seen those games, you know, a little further apart. Plus, you know, you got three pretty, you know, tough division games there right in a row, two Broncos and a Chargers, you know. The good thing that they have going for them is it's two home games in a row, which is nice, right? Broncos got to come to KC on that Thursday game. And then at the very least, and then you almost get like, you know, you almost get that bye. Yeah. And then, you know, get a little time off and then the Chargers, but then man, got to turn right around and get back out to Denver. So, luckily it's not a huge flight. It's a quick trip. You know, could be a good advantage for the Chiefs, but you know, I think the only thing they have going for them playing the Broncos two times in three games is that they do have that kind of a weekend off there before they play the Chargers. So that'll be nice. And then
Joe, I think that's it, looking at the schedule, I think that's the Chiefs' toughest stretch. You got three division opponents in a row. Like you said, it's tough to play the same team twice in 3 weeks. Chargers always plays the Chiefs tough. And after that second Denver game, which is at Denver, they have to go to Germany. So that's kind of where I expect the Chiefs to lose at least one of those games. New fault. I mean, hey, you got that's a tough break, and we never know who's going to be healthy, who's going to be injured. We thought last year the schedule was such a gauntlet. It didn't turn out to be. But I think that's a tough stretch there. Chargers always play the Chiefs tough. I think Denver will be better with Sean Payton, and I think they're going to be soup. The Chiefs have beaten them so many times in a row. I think that's a big – that's a big motivation for the Broncos not to stop the embarrassment. So that'll be an interesting stretch to watch, I think.
Yeah, it is good. And you know what they're going to be thinking about? And look, I know going back to Coach Schottenheimer's philosophy of not thinking about your next game, you know, a lot of players are going to be thinking about that trip to Germany.
Yeah.
Right? That's coming off of, you know, a tough little stretch there, not a lot of turnaround time. And then, bam, you know, they're off to Germany, right? They'll probably fly out, you know, I don't know. I haven't really seen any of the travel itinerary for that particular game about, you know, when they plan on heading out to Germany for the Dolphins game. But, you know, I'd assume they're going to give themselves a little bit of a travel day. You know, it's a long flight and, you know, and it's the Dolphins, right? I mean, it's Tyreek Hill. It's that rematch. And, it's so funny because I was reading on, you know, scrolling through social media about that. And like, you know, they just didn't want to have they saved Tyreek the trouble of having him come back to Arrowhead, which I thought was an interesting take on it. Yeah. And then you got the Eagles right after that, like,
and then the Super Bowl rematch. That's good. Maybe the best game of the year, what people are saying, how good that Super Bowl was, how good an offseason the Eagles have had. With their draft and the Chiefs still being the Chiefs, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, at night, you know, which is great. It's a 8:15 kickoff. It's going to be, you know, something everybody's going to have circled on the calendar. It's going to be probably the most watched game. I would hope it would be the most watched game of, you know, from an overall fan perspective of the season, right? Seeing a Super Bowl matchup right smack dab in the middle of the season, right? Everybody, you know, knock on wood, should be healthy. You know, everybody should be humming at that point. We'll have gotten through the first couple of, you know, training camp games that we like to call them in the beginning of September. And then, you know, they'll be everybody's going to be rocking and rolling. And I just think that's going to be, you know, circle that one, because I know nobody wants to look past and, you know, try to look too much into the future. But I just, you know, you can't, as a fan at least, you don't want players doing it, but as a fan, how can you not just circle November 20th on your calendar as must watch TV?
And then after that must watch game, you have the next slate is kind of, so you have the bye, you have that Eagles, that must watch game we just talked about. Then the Raiders in Las Vegas, then at the Packers, December 3rd, that's a Sunday night game. And then December 10th, Buffalo, that'll be a fun game for sure. Anything strike Joe about those four games?
I think what strikes me when I look at the logos, you know, I'm like, man, that's like three, you know, of course, you know, the Eagles too, but you know, you've got some logos going on here. You've got like NFL royalty, right? Mm-hmm. You got the Raiders, the Chiefs Raiders. Look, it's still the Chiefs Raiders. Come on, regardless of what happens, you know, or what has happened in the past with the Chiefs dominance. I mean, still the Raiders, it's still going to be Raider week. It's in Vegas, you know, the fans are going to be, you know, ready to go. And then the Packers without Aaron Rodgers, obviously. So there's going to be some holes there, but it's still getting up to Lambeau in December. It's going to be cold. You know, the Packers fans are probably anxious to see what happens with, you know, Aaron Rodgers not being at the helm. And then bam, you know, Buffalo, right? The game that, There's a lot of people, you know, still they get, you know, get salty about, you know, how the Chiefs and the Bills have played each other over the last couple of years. So I think that's a tough little stretch there, you know, having to go on the road 2 weeks in a row, head to cold Lambeau, and then waiting, you know, waiting for the Bills anxiously to come back to Arrowhead is going to be really interesting. You know, so I'll be anxious to see what the Packers can do. And you know, the only thing Packers have going for them is that they're playing at Lambeau. I think if the Packers come to Arrowhead, I don't even think it's a game. But you know, we'll see how that goes. So that's another chunk of the season down.
And then the last four games, you have December 18th at New England. That's a Monday night game. The Christmas game against the Las Vegas Raiders, which is it's a Monday, but it's actually going to be a noon Central Time kickoff. Then New Year's Eve against the Bengals. That's probably the one that stands out there, that game. And then wrapping up the season at the Los Angeles Chargers. Joe, what strikes you about that last quartet of the season there?
Playing the Bengals so late, you know, that's, you know, I think the Patriots are still, you know, still rebuilding. You know, Coach Belichick is still working the kinks out, you know, from the post Brady, Tom Brady era, you know, kind of they're still a little hungover from I think the Brady era. And so I think, you know, that game doesn't really scare me as much. The Raiders obviously coming into Arrowhead, look, just on paper, you know, should be a win, should be a game that the Chiefs, it's Christmas. There's, you know, it's the only thing is you do have the distractions of playing around the holidays. So that'll be interesting. But, you know, that New Year's Eve day game or afternoon game against the Bengals, that late in the season, it's going to tell us a lot, right? It's going to tell us a lot about what the Chiefs could be looking at come playoff time. And, you know, by the time we get to that game, you know, that game, what scares me about that Bengals game is that could be one of those games like where I'm trying to remember what year it was. Was it? It was 91 where we played the Raiders 2 weeks in a row.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not that obviously we still have the buffer of the Chargers game on January 7th, which is fine. But still, like, that's a game where, like, let's say, you know, we don't have home field, you know, like there could be, you know, a January 14th game, we'll call it. Like, we could be seeing the Bengals again within 2 weeks. Like, that's what scares me about playing a really high-powered playoff team that late in the season, is you could be seeing them early on in the playoffs, not too far in the future.
And that makes me think about, actually, that's a scenario that happened to the Bengals last year. Of course, the second-to-last game, that infamous, very sad game against the Bills that everyone was hyped about on Monday Night Football that had – the extremely unfortunate DeMar Hamlin injury, and Joe, and then they of course played each other a couple of weeks later in the playoffs. So you don't know if that could happen with another. I know it's a little outside the Chiefs. Another scheduling quirk: the Bills play at the Bengals November 5th on Sunday Night Football. Boy, is that's, you know, we talk about, I think Chiefs Eagles, that Monday night game might be the game that everyone nationally is circling. The number two might be the rematch of Bills at Bengals, considering all that happened, and it's a night game again. There might be one or two DeMar Hamlin stories going before that game.
You know, definitely. But yeah, right. I think you know, the NFL, you know, look, they know what they're doing, and I think they've, you know, they're trying to create those matchups, you know, where they can. I mean, you know, we're going to have a Tom Brady, you know, less Tom Brady, less Buccaneers team. You know, that's going to be an interesting, you know, rebuild there. You know, I think the AFC, still feeling the AFC is probably overall,
totally,
maybe just a little bit better.
Especially with all those that's really where you see it, is all the great quarterbacks, you know, especially with Rodgers having shifted leagues. It's just, you look at all the best quarterbacks, they're almost all in the AFC, except maybe Hurts.
Yeah. I mean, that it's short of him, right? I mean, we still haven't seen everything we can see out of Dak, right? And There's been a lot of shuffling in the NFC. Nobody really comes to mind as, like, you know, anywhere even near Jalen Hurts in the NFC. And then you take a look at the AFC, just like you said, Jeff. I mean, you're spot on. Great insight. Is, I mean, I think the AFC is the conference to beat again. I mean, just looking at it, you know, overall with the level of play and the inter division rivalries, and it should be pretty interesting to see which conference sort of has the best run at it this year. And again, I last year this exact week we were talking when the schedule came out, you know, and we would get into this kind of discussion. You know, we would always talk about the AFC West, and we were worried about, you know, mm-hmm. the Chiefs being all beat up and limping into the playoffs, having really battled, you know, six games against the Chargers, Raiders, and Broncos. And, you know, I'm not going to make that prediction again.
Boy, were we wrong. They swept all of those. And that just goes to show that it's a fun exercise, but how little you know. And, you know, things, just because a team looks daunting, like some of those AFC West teams did when we did this a year ago, things can change. Injuries are such a big key. You just never know how the schedule, when it looks in May, what it's going to look like when the season is unfolding. Joe, last thing before we wrap up, I want, you know, the schedule release videos have become such a good thing. We'll end with me becoming an old man and telling people to get off my lawn again. The Chiefs one was a little busy for me. There's a lot going on. I'm curious your take, and I'm also curious, man, I think the Titans really knocked it out of the park. That was, yeah. I don't know if you watched that release video on Broadway downtown where they were interviewing random people, trying to get them to guess the logos, and the answers hilarious. Oh. The Chargers had a clever anime one again. And then the Jaguars talked about the director who was making the script to the season. So those were my top three schedule release videos. So
I'm right there with you. I thought my problem with the Chiefs one, I don't know if you had this problem or our listeners had this problem. My eyes, you know, I'm okay. I need readers. And I was trying to watch it on my phone, right? And because I really don't do a whole lot of social media on my laptop. I really do most of my social media stuff on my phone. I just don't, you know, my laptop's for work, and that's what I use it for. Like, I don't really get caught up on social media on my phone, on my laptop. So it was small, and the tweets and the typing and the text were going so fast, and it was small, and I didn't have my readers on. Like, again, old man on telling people to get off your wall. Like, I was just like, what's going on? Like,
I didn't know what was happening. I'm laughing because I'm right there with you. I have the same reaction.
Like, I was having a hard time following along. It's kind of like sometimes when I listen to Ted Lasso and I have to put the closed captioning on because I can't understand the British accents. Right? So I was like, is somebody going to read these to me? Because that was my biggest beef with the schedule release. I mean, I like the whole concept of the social media thing and the texting and, like, you know, hey, what, you know, like, that stuff was clever, but just wasn't executed, I don't think, as well as it could have been.
I'm right there with you. Perhaps it's showing we were not perhaps in the demographic they were targeting.
Yeah, maybe they weren't. There's people who can read text a lot faster and read social media posts a lot faster with better eyes than us. So maybe that was the problem. Maybe it was me, not them. But still, nonetheless, it was still tough for me.
Well, if you enjoyed this show presented by Bet Online, please subscribe. We're available on your favorite directories, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Luminary, and TuneIn. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.